thank you, Lord. Oh, yes,
thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you,
Lord, for everything you have done.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Rabakashita di bagashita
di.
We say thank you,
Lord, for everything you have done.
I am so thankful for the fullness of your love. I am so thankful for the shedding of your blood. For the shedding of your blood. I am so thankful that you died in my place. That you died in my... Oh Lord, I'm thankful for your love.
I'm thankful for your love.
Sing it one more time. I'm so thankful.
I am so thankful
for the shedding of your blood.
For the fullness of your love,
I am so thankful. For the shedding of your blood,
for the shedding of your blood,
I am so thankful that you died in my place,
that you died in my...
Oh Lord, I'm thankful for your love.
Oh Lord, thankful for...
So thankful, Jesus, oh Lord,
I'm thankful for your love.
Thank you for your mercy, every day is new for me, oh Lord.
I'm thankful for your love,
my Lord and my Maker,
oh Lord. I'm thankful for your love.
Father, we thank you. The sound of rejoicing, the Bible says, will not cease in the tabernacle of the righteous. Thank you, because joy will not cease in this house. We thank you, Father. Direct us. Instruct us. Command us. We will do what you say. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. In Isaiah 2 and verse 3. Thank you, music guys. Many people shall come and say. So this is the reason why people will come to church. They will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. The going to the house of God is a going up to the house of God of Jacob. The first thing he would do, he would teach us his ways. So God has a way. He has a way of raising children. He has a way of getting married. It's not what you think. It's not what social media tells us. It's not what somebody says to me. It's God has a way. Say after me, God has a way. Come on, say again. Say God has a way. He will teach us his way. So until you are taught his way, you don't know it. And we shall walk in his path. Did you hear that? It's one thing to be taught. It's another thing to walk in it. For out of Zion, not out of social media, not out of a city, out of the church, shall go forth what you call the Lord with which you coordinate your life. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not the city that can be touched. It is a place of God's presence. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, I'm going to read 46 and 47. So continue daily, not weekly, daily, with one accord and in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, because church was in the house at the time. That's why self-fellowship is important. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. What did they do in verse 47? Praising God. They didn't let one service, one naming ceremony, one card dedication pass without giving thanks to God. After every service, if they are tired, they still give thanks. They still do a praise up. Giving thanks and having favor with all the people. Giving thanks, and if you're not having favor with people, you're not their thanksgiver. And the Lord, you see, the statement has not ended. And the Lord was adding to the church daily, so such that were saved. If God is not adding to your church, God is not adding to your department, God is not adding to your company, you're not giving thanks. In some companies, Mondays are days for Thanksgiving. I recommend you do it every day. Take a portion of what you do and do it every day. That's why you see our prayers have a portion, but Thanksgiving is longer than prayers. It is designed that way. I pray in the name of Jesus that your life will reflect the scripture I've shared here today. In Psalm 118 verse 15, Psalm 118 verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. We don't live in tents anymore, so we can say it's in the house of the righteous. If you know God, if you believe in God, the noise and the singing of salvation and rejoicing will not cease in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the next thing we see is that the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord. If you're not seeing the brilliance of God in your life, in your family, it's because that family is not the Thanksgiving family. I love to read verse 16. It's not part of my note, but let me just read verse 16. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. God raises his hand, ready to strike anybody who tries to try you. And the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I love to read verse 17. It's not in my note. I will not die. Nobody dies in your house this year. But live to declare the works. You can read the rest at home. When you see those things happening, it's because Thanksgiving is not in place. I have discovered in 23 years of pastoring that ungratefulness keeps people away from greatness. Ungratefulness is dangerous. It's not what you think. Oh, yeah. It's just that I don't like the song they're singing. I'm just not grateful. I'm talking about on your bed. I'm talking about in your house. No matter what you're going through, you should be grateful. In Malachi 2 and verse 2, I'm rushing because of time. Malachi 2 and verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not take to heart, you see, you must hear, you must take to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts. I will send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessing. Did you see that? If you will not take to heart. So you must always remember. Don't say your hand has gotten you this world, but you shall remember the Lord your God. In everything you do, you must always remember God. Have you received the clinical prophecy? Has your lawyer told you you're going to jail? What has happened to you? In the middle, what can yank you out is what I'm teaching you right now. I pray in the name of Jesus. I know that every COSA member understands this, but you understand more. Amen. You will give thanks more. Amen. If you will not hear, and if you will not take to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Somebody says, I'm already blessed. I know you're already, but God knows how to do it. He will not curse who he has blessed. For example, he cursed the ground for Adam's sake. He knows what to curse, and you begin to struggle. Maybe, just maybe, your struggle today is because you're not giving thanks on what the Lord has done in your life. Yes, I have caused them already because you do not take it to heart. I told you to study the becauses of God's word. I pray in the name of Jesus. This Malachi 2 verse 2 shall not be your portion. When you get home, read verse 3. You will be blessed. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. I wish I could read from verse 9. In this 1 Corinthians 10 verse 9 and 10, complaining was directly compared to fornication. If you read from verse 7 down. Not let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by the serpent. Verse 10, nor complain. As some of them also complained. I love the version, the KJV, that says no murmur. The Bible says in Psalm 14 that murmuring shall not be on our street. If you notice, the next thing they spoke about young men and young women, because young people murmur a lot. The weather today. What's the weather? Oh, it's cold today. The day is dry. Oh, rain has not fallen. There's nothing you don't complain about. People murmur. Once they are not eating, they murmur. And were destroyed by the destroyer. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but you didn't send me. I'll tell you the truth. Ingrates are focused on what is not working. The reason why you don't appreciate what you have is because you are looking at what you don't have. I love what Bishop Oedipo said. He said, you've lost a lot, but you got to make sure you didn't lose everything. Because what you have left is enough for you to bounce back. After Lot separated from, after Abraham separated from Lot, God told him, lift up your eyes from where you are, not when you travel, from where you are. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you lift up your eyes, you will see wonders. You will see wonders. In Philippians 2 and verse 14, I know some of you are switched off because I mentioned don't murmur. So keep murmuring. Do some things without complaint. Why is the quiet in this Pentecostal church? All things without complaining or disputing. Will his commandments grievous? Will God ask you to do what you can do? Do all things, not only in church, all things without complaining and disputing. That's what the Lord commands you to do. In Psalm 106, verse 25, Psalm 106, verse 25, but complained in their tents. I don't complain publicly, I just say it on my inside. A fool does not see out of his mouth that there is no God. A fool sees in his heart. Nor complained in their tent and did not heed the voice of the Lord. The reason why you're not being God in the aspect you're not obeying God is because you've said something in your heart. I pray in the name of Jesus that out of Zion shall proceed the law. You'll be instructed not in your way, not your feelings, in the way of the Lord. Amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, few more minutes, we're still going to pray. But first of all, I've discovered as a pastor that thanksgivers, they don't grieve the Spirit of the Lord. Thanksgivers. You know what you're dealing with is bad enough. But if you give thanks, not for the situation, but in the situation, one of the things you will not do is you will not grieve the Spirit of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So if the Bible says this is the will of God for you, and you say, no, me, my life, the way I feel, then you are not following God's ways. You're following your way. With heart, man makes plans. The answer of the tongue belongs to the Lord. So you are getting something wrong. In case you're complaining about your family, if you watch very well, you're comparing yourself with what does not exist. You're complaining about your children. You're comparing one child to another, or you're comparing the entire lineage that God has given you to some other person. It's always greener on the other side of the fence. But when you move close, you would discover that it's not as green as it looks. In everything, not some things. Not many things, not few things. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I found out that a lot of grumblers don't walk in the will of God. But they don't know. That is why it's dangerous. Not because you don't give thanks. Because giving of thanks is the will of God for you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what people have gossiped about you. Give thanks. Shimei was against David. As David was walking away, his son had taken over the throne. Shimei was cursing David. Eh? Why will your house not be like that? Why will everything not be like that? When you are wicked to Saul. Saul that picked you from the wilderness. Look at you. Look at you. You upset king. Let me just cut him once. He said, no. Let him speak. Let God hear. God be even forgive me. I know where I've gone wrong. Guess who came to meet David when David came back? Only him was cursing David. Now he came with his entire family. And David said, no, I won't kill you. I won't kill you. But when he was dying, he said to his son, Solomon, he said, remember Shimei. You are smart. You know what to do. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will know what to do. In the name of Jesus. You can stop God from moving in your life if you are not a thanksgiver. In fact, what has quitted? I used to feel the presence of God. I don't feel that presence like I used to feel it. Maybe you're not a thanksgiver. Try what I'm saying. Even though we Christians don't try things, we do things. Amen, somebody. Do exactly what I'm saying. Gather your family together and give thanks. Personally, when you wake up, before you pray, give thanks. Don't ask God for another thing when you've not given thanks. Hallelujah. How can they complain after seeing the goodness of God in their lives when they crossed the Red Sea? When you read the narrative from Exodus 14, you say, when the Red Sea opened in front of you, how can you complain again? The same thing you're doing. When you were born again, the Red Sea opened before you. When you got the job, the Red Sea opened before you. When the Lord promoted you, the Red Sea opened before you. You broke Rahab. Pharaoh drowned in front of you. Yet you are complaining and you are going to be destroyed if you continue to live that way. It's not because you're intelligent. It's a disposition. It's a bad attitude that you're picked somewhere. There are many ways to express yourself. I'm not saying don't express yourself, but don't complain. It is not consistent with our Christian walk. In Numbers 14, verse 1, I'm going to read 4 verses. I know I'm out of time, but I will read 4 verses. Wherever we get to, I will stop. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Now, this is the narrative of those who went to the promised land, and 10 of them brought evil report. The question is, did they go to the promised land? Did they see giants for themselves? It was what people told them. Why are you complaining? Why do you want to relocate after Nigeria? What someone told you? You've not spent time to ask God, God, will Nigeria divide? Will there be war? Should I travel? You've not spent time to ask. Oh, 2 of my friends have gone. I have to go. Who told you you have to go? And I'm not saying those who left, God didn't speak to them. But has God spoken to you? Why is it quiet today? Is it sinking? So all the children complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt. What is death and giants? That's what the devil wants you to say. What are you saying? In the circumstance you're going through, the devil can't do what he wants to do until he has made you to say some things. Or if only we had died in the wilderness, in this wilderness. No wonder they died. Verse 3. Why has the Lord brought us to the land to fall us by the sword? Who has said they will fall by the sword? No wonder they fell by the sword. Who didn't fall by the sword? The children didn't say what they said. What are you saying? That our wives and our children should become victims. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? God took them the way he took them so that they will not return. He didn't want them to return. So they said to one another, let's select a leader and return to Egypt. You will not return. You will not return. It takes no faith to complain. Very easy to complain. It takes no faith to complain. I'm out of time, but let me give you one more point and then we'll pray. Thankful people give thanks as a lifestyle. Anything they go through, they don't give thanks for that thing, but they give thanks in that circumstance. It is impossible to experience thanksgiving and anxiety together. You can't. If you're anxious in this place, you are not thankful. How do I know? Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for some things. For nothing. That thing has not qualified enough to make you anxious. But he tells you what to do. In everything. In everything. He doesn't just tell you, don't do this. And then he left you in a limbo. He says, but do this. In everything. Why? He knows the devil will make you anxious. Why does the Bible say fear not? Because the devil will try to make you fear. Somebody has defined fear as false evidence, appearing real. It looks real. You have a reason for saying what you're saying. You have a reason for grumbling, for murmuring. He says, don't be anxious for anything. But in everything, your first response is prayer. Have you prayed about that thing? That thing you are complaining, you are picking your phones to call every... Have you prayed about it? In everything, your first response is prayer. If you prayed, supplicate. Then if you supplicated, end it with thanksgiving. You cannot doubt and be a thanksgiver. It's not possible. If you are doing it as you are doing it, you are telling yourself, I'm just lying to myself. You only thank me when you know I've given you something. It's possible you've not received it, but you believe in me. That's why you're thanking me. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What will happen next? And the peace of God. That's the first thing. If you prayed, you didn't have peace, pray again. That prayer entered into voicemail. And the peace of God that transcends human understanding shall garrison your heart and your mind. That's how you know God has answered your prayers. And it tells you what you think about, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever, what is that? The word of God. Whatever is praiseworthy. What is praiseworthy? What is there that we can call good report, good news? The word of God. He said, think about these things. I recommend that you read the Amplified of verse 8. Let me give you another point. Only God can give you joy. Some of you think your spouse can give you joy. It is not possible. They don't have the capacity. Why are you mad today? Ha! And I called thee my friend. And I called her my friend. Yes, our expectations are high. They ought to. But they are humans. They are human beings. But I trusted him. So what? He's a human being. The reason you will start enjoying things is when you allow God to be the source of your joy. You want to know what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28? I want to read to you from verse 47. 47. Because you did not serve the Lord with joy. You're standing. during worship. You enter. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. The people you claim don't know God, pray to God 5 times. Huh? He's DP again. You wake up at 6, they wake up at 5. What are you talking about? Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy. Ah, it's 6 o'clock again. You come up, but you complain. God marked it X. You did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart. For the abundance of everything. I was with someone yesterday. The person was complaining about their pastor. I said, there are people in Coast that are giving money every month. You are complaining that they take away your bishop once in 4 years. There are people that give me money every day. I'm not sermonizing. Ah, the person said, okay. You woke up. Because you did not serve the Lord, your God, with joy and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of everything. Verse 48. Therefore, you will serve your enemies. You will not serve your enemies. God will never submit you to the will of your enemies. Whom the Lord will send against you in hunger. So hunger can be your enemy. Thirst can be your enemy. Nakedness can be your enemy. Poverty can be your enemy. In need of everything. You will not be in need of everything. He will put a yoke of iron upon that person's neck until he has destroyed that person. It should not be you. Announce to 3 people around you, see, I will praise God in everything. I'm not enjoying you. I recommend that you read the entire Psalm 149. I have an entire month to deal with this. In verse 2, the Bible says, Psalm 149 verse 2. It says, let the covenant people rejoice in their maker. Not because of what he has done. That you made me. That I'm alive today. Don't you have mates that have died? I heard Bishop Oyedepo tell a story. He was playing with his friends on the field. Somebody threw a javelin and he hit his friend. That boy didn't do anything. And that boy just stood like that. When they removed the javelin, blood gushed out. He didn't do anything. But you are here today. When I was young, children fainted in my class and died. I was reading this morning. I just bumped into it on YouTube. A footballer that was 36 years old just collapsed on the field. Oh, when I exercise, I'm alive today because he was on the field. He just died. The YouTube called him unknown footballer. He wasn't known yet. I don't have money. I don't have this. You. See, I will be grateful. Let the covenant people rejoice in their maker. Let their children, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. It's not because of what he has done, but in their king. Proverbs 17:22. Let me close here, and then we pray. I'm out of time. A merry heart is exactly like antibiotics. Bark a broken spirit. That's what the devil wants for you. That's why God, you know what he did for you when you came to him? Instead of the spirit of heaviness, he gave you the garment of praise. So praise knocks off every plot and plan of the enemy. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will rejoice again. My amen is not correct. I say you will rejoice again. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Isaiah 12 verse 3, it says, with joy, withdraw. Ah, whoever wants to take my joy, wants to take my fetcher. Yes, I have salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Yes, I know that 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, but I need a fetcher. I've preached once and again about a house we rented. Water filled the well, but there was no fetcher. With joy, you fetch from the wells of salvation. You are going to see where you stand. Let every plot of the enemy to have my joy be overthrown. Now, pray that prayer. Every plot of the enemy again to have my joy, let it be overthrown. I'm not enjoying. Let it be overthrown. Every plot of the enemy to have my joy again, let it be overthrown now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, I wish I had time to exegete that. I would still have time. Said, tell the people to go their way. Let them eat fat. Let them eat sweet. Indulge. It's your cheat day. For this day is Hagiasmos. It's holy. It's separated to the Lord. He said, for this day is holy. Do not sorrow. Tap your neighbor. Tell them, do not sorrow today. The reason I'm telling you is that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Anything that's trying to take your joy from you is trying to take your strength from you. That sounds like a preaching tool, but I'm telling you the truth. That's why I read to you that out of Zion shall proceed the law. We shall go up to Zion. He shall teach us his way, not the way I feel. His way. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say after me, my joy, my strength, appear. Pray the prayer. Say appear again. Appear again. Appear again. In the name of Jesus. Re-ba-ba-ba-ba. Kasa-tari-ba-ba. Appear again. Command it. Command it. Appear again. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If your cloth was missing, it was not the devil. He steals joy. Appear again. In Jesus' precious name we pray. You're going to declare, it's getting intense. You're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every wind blowing into my life, into my joy, in the name of Jesus, shall bring me restoration again. In the name of, pray that prayer. Whatever you permit on earth shall be permitted in heaven. Every wind blowing into my life, blowing into my joy, in the name of Jesus, shall bring me restoration. Restoration appear in the name of Jesus. Appear. Appear again. You, that person that was sad few days to your birthday, let your voice be loud. Few days to your wedding, let your voice be loud. Mare baba baba. You, that person that's been down because of what you seemingly God has not done in your life, be, let your voice be loud. Torpedo the plan of the enemy. Every wind blowing into my life and in my joy, bring back to me right now restoration again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Let me give you the last one. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. That's not everybody saying the name of Jesus. Every oppression assigned against me. Can you make that louder? Say, in the name of Jesus, every oppression assigned against me, in the name of Jesus, be judged. Pray that prayer. Isaiah 54, 17 says, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. Don't say you are condemned. Judge it. Say, I come against you now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, let him revitalize your mortal body. I pray in the name of Jesus, let everything that concerns you be revitalized. Let it be revitalized. Let it be revitalized. Let your strength come back. Can I have a louder amen? I'm not just speaking words, I'm prophesying into your life. Let your joy come back. Everything the enemy has stolen from you, let it be replenished. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. The sound of rejoicing and thanksgiving will not stop in your house. In the name of Jesus, anyone here or anyone listening to me with a spirit of heaviness, be rejuvenated. Be rejuvenated. Draw strength out. Draw joy again. Draw your health back. Draw your finance back. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. The enemy has lost over you. And God's will be done in your life. He says, they shall go up again. Out of Zion shall proceed the law. He shall teach us his way. As you go in the way of the Lord, yourself, your negative, and everything the enemy wants to accomplish in your life will decrease. It will increase. That will be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah!